Welcome to The Living Waters, a daily source of inspiration and clarity from Scripture. Pastor Gary Finch connects God's Word to our everyday lives, helping us find strength, purpose, and peace in the gospel of Jesus. It's a journey into faith that will undoubtedly nourish your spirit and anchor your soul in the beauty of salvation found only in Christ. Now, our host, Gary Finch.
Good morning. I'd like to share a little scripture with you today and maybe a brief commentary. My name's Gary Finch. You can leave comments or questions in email at GaryFinch97.7@hotmail.com. This morning we want to look at Proverbs. Proverbs 3:3-10 says, "Let not steadfast love and faithfulness forsake you. Bind them around your neck, write them on a tablet of your heart, so you will find favor and good success in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord, and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your flesh, and refresh to you bones. Honor the Lord with your wealth, and with the first fruits of all your produce. Then your barns will be filled with plenty, and your vats will be bursting with wine." All right. This is one of those scriptures that some of the churches use to promote the theory that if you just give to the church and give to God, He'll just make you a millionaire. And that's not what this is saying at all. It's saying that we should do as the Lord has commanded and not as we think. We don't decide what He wants. We follow the Word and do what He has asked us to do. And I'm not promoting a prosperity message, but I will tell you my personal beliefs is that you cannot outgive God. If you take care of the poor and help missions get the mission out, the Lord will replenish what you use. And I have proven that through the years. I know that to be a fact. So the first thing is when it talks about rely not on your own understanding. We have a problem today where every time we go to talk about something, we have a tendency to say, "Well, I think so and so." It's not what we think. It's what God told us to do. And you acknowledge Him and acknowledge that He is in control. And that doesn't mean, I know you know these people, that doesn't mean that everything that comes out of your mouth has got to be, well, if it's God's will, if God allows, if God's in control. And we don't need to go around putting on a continuous show and conversation that leads other people to believe that God's just got full understanding of us and guiding us everywhere we go. I hope that's the case. But sometimes those of us in the church need to stop and realize that the unchurched are not familiar with the language. Talk to people like you would talk to anybody about anything. Now, verse 9 and 10 in there says, does not mean give to get wealth. Honor God in your giving. So, I'm going to give you a brief example we used here the other day. We have a group in my church that has formed a men's ministry, and once a month we gather together and have dinner, and then the following Saturday we gather together for a work day, whether it's work on the church properties or go out into the community. And the weather was not really good for painting and doing what we wanted to do at church, so we went over to help in His name with a clean out of the building over there. They're getting ready to remodel. And we all just gathered and had a good time and did a lot of work for them. and got them headed in the right direction. That's honoring God with your time. Honoring God with your time doesn't mean just show up on Sunday mornings, okay? So use your wealth as God has gave you to do the things, the work of God, and use your time that God has given you to help move things and people toward the kingdom. So keep these things in mind. Continue to do. I mean, I joke with some of my own churches, and I did through the years with businesses that I ran. We sit around and talk about it all day long. But sometimes you've got to get up and go do it. And Proverbs is telling us that God's aware. If we'll work with God, He'll work with us. If we'll bless others, God will bless us. So keep that in mind as you go through life, that you'll dwell on the scripture a little bit today and think about what can you do to help advance the kingdom of God.
That was Living Waters with Pastor Gary Fench, a daily dose of faith, clarity, and inspiration. Thank you so much for joining us today. Remember, keep seeking truth and walking in His light, and join us again tomorrow or log on to catch Pastor Gary's past episodes on WVFFradio.com. Thanks again for staying tuned to 97.7 FM, Veterans for Freedom Radio, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation.